The Road at L'Or by Achille Loger. Achille Loger is a strange figure in the history of late 19th century and early 20th century art, a driven painter who cultivated his geographical and artistic isolation as a deeply held personal vocation. The reasons for Loger's retreat from Paris society to the tiny village of Caillot, population 233, 24 kilometres from Carcassonne, remain something of a mystery. Loger trained at the École des Beaux-Arts in Toulouse and travelled to Paris in 1881, where he studied under Alexandre Cabanel and Jean-Paul Laurence. He made his salon début in 1883 with a portrait of his friend Bourdel. In Paris, he also met the sculptor and painter Aristide Maillol, with whom he discovered pointillism, the technique he embraced until his death in 1944. Just when he seemed poised for a prominent Parisian career, Loger decided to return to his native Languedoc. He married in 1891 and settled in Caillou in 1895, raising a family of four children. He painted portraits and flower pieces, including a number of examples in the Musée Fabre, but his principal subject was the infinite variations of light and colour in the countryside around Caillou, which he explored aboard a mobile studio housed in a gypsy-style caravan built in 1905. Loger's paintings reveal his sensitivity to geometrical form. He was fascinated by the rigorous perspective of the lines of trees planted at the roadsides. His paintings are highly realistic, featuring simplified motifs, lending them a curious fixed intensity. The clear, sharp juxtapositions of colour hark back to the punctilious regularity of his early pointillist technique, which used tiny dabs of colour to fill the canvas like the tiles of a mosaic. Loger was not always faithful to Chevreuil's principles of the optical mixing of colour, although the idealised reconstruction of nature, seen here, is strongly reminiscent of another of Chevreuil's disciples, Georges Seurat, whose Sunday afternoon at the Grande Jatte Loger had seen at the Salon des Indépendants in 1886.